off of making you lonely, you can always go.
Suspicious gut. You're listening to DJ Dan shutting down the man.
Damn right I'm shutting it down, because they're lying and I'm not.
The Dharma Initiative was created in 1970 and is the brainchild of Gerald and Karen the Group. Imagine a large-scale communal research compound where scientists and freethinkers from around the globe could pursue research in meteorology, psychology, parapsychology, zoology, electromagnetism.
Oceanic Airlines, taking you places you've never imagined.
7, 2, 9, 4, 5, 3, 1.
You're trying to prove me wrong, aren't you?
You are wrong.
Am I? They come, fight, they destroy, they corrupt. It always ends the same.
It only ends once. Anything that happens before that, it's just progress.
Do you have any idea how badly I want to kill you?
Yes.
One of these days, sooner or later, I'm going to find a loophole, my friend.
You don't want to be a hero. You don't want to try and save everyone.
Because when you fail,
you just don't have what it takes.
Any vows. I've been trying to for a month, but I couldn't. And so I started to wonder why that was. And as time went on, it only got worse. Because I'm not good at letting go. Or maybe I'm afraid of what'll happen if I fail. But I know one thing. I would have never been able to write anything as beautiful as what you just said. And last night, Sarah, when you were talking about the accident, you got it all wrong. I didn't fix you. You fixed me.
The walkabouts we arrange here are not just some stroll through the park. It's trekking across vast stretches of desert, rafting bloody treacherous woods.
You've got no idea who you're talking to. I'm well aware of what's involved, believe me.
You neglected to tell us about your condition.
My condition is not an issue.
I can't keep the bus waiting any longer. It isn't fair to the other people.
Don't talk to me about fair.
I'll get you on a plane back to Sydney on our dime. It's the best I can
do. No, I don't want to go back to Sydney. Look, I've been preparing for this for years. Just put me on the bus right now. I can do this. Hey, don't you walk away from me. You don't know who you're dealing with. Don't ever tell me what I can't do, ever. This is destiny. This is destiny. This is my destiny. I'm supposed to do this, damn it. Don't tell me what I can't do.
I didn't pluck any of you out of a happy existence. You were all flawed. I chose you because you were like me. You were all alone. You were all looking for something that you couldn't find out there. I chose you because you needed this place as much as it needed you.
Sort of an odd thing. When I was in residency, my first solo procedure was a spinal surgery on a 16-year-old kid. And at the end, after 13 hours, I was closing her up, and I accidentally ripped her dural sac. And the terror was just so crazy, so real, and I knew I had to deal with it. So I just made a choice. I let the fear in. Let it take over. Let it do its thing. But only for 5 seconds. That's all I was going to give it. So I started to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it was gone. What can you
spare? 2 players. 2 sides. 1 is light. 1 is dark.
It's been 6 days, and we're all still waiting. Waiting for someone to come. But what if they don't? We have to stop waiting. We can't do this. Every man for himself is not gonna work. It's time to start organizing. We need to figure out how we're gonna survive here. Last week, most of us were strangers, but we're all here now. And God knows how long we're gonna be here. But if we can't live together, we're gonna die alone.
I believe that I was tested.
Tested, yeah.
Tested. I think that's why you and I don't see eye to eye sometimes, Jack. Because you're a man of science.
Yeah. What does that make you?
Me? Well, I'm a man of faith. Do you really think all this is an accident? That we, a group of strangers, survived? Many of us with just superficial injuries? Do you think we crashed on this place by coincidence? Especially this place? We were brought here for a purpose, for a reason, all of us. Each one of us was brought here for a reason.
Brought here? And who brought us here, Joe?
The island. The island brought us here. This is no ordinary place. You've seen that. I know you have. The island chose you too, Jack. It's destiny.
About a week before we all got on the plane, got to talking to this man at a bar in Sydney. He was American too. Doctor.
I've been on some benders in my time, but this guy, he's going for an all-time record.
So it turns out this guy has a son. Son's a doctor too. They'd had some kind of big time falling out. The guy knew it was his fault. Even though his son was back in the States thinking the same damn thing.
You see, kids are like dogs.
You knock them around enough, they'll think they did something to deserve it.
There's a payphone in this bar. And this guy, Christian, tells me he wishes he had the stones to pick up the phone, call his kid. Tell him he's sorry. He's proud. He loves him. Something tells me he never got around to making that call. Small world, huh?
You have to do it.
You do it yourself, John.
No, you saw the film, Jack. This is a two-person job, at least.
This argument is irrelevant.
Say it. Don't.
Jack, don't. It's not real. Look, you want to push the button, you do it yourself.
If it's not real, then what are you doing here, Jack? Why did you come back? Why do you find it so hard to believe?
Why do you find it so easy?
It's never been easy!
How did you find me?
Landlord at your flat told me you ran here every
How did
day.
You find me?
I have a lot of money, Desmond. With enough money and determination, you can find anyone. Did you read your beloved book? The one you were saving?
Not yet.
I thought you might have read it while you were away.
I was in prison. Not away.
Why didn't you write to me?
When are you getting married, Pen?
We haven't set a date yet.
I'll be back in a year.
What if you were back right now?
I'm going to win this race, Pen. His race. And in a year, I'll be back.
Desmond, what are you running from?
I have to get my honor back. And that's what I'm running to.
A small boy once asked me if I was a bad man. If I could answer him now, I would tell him that when I was a young boy, I killed a man to save my brother's life. I am not sorry for this. I am proud of this. I did not ask for the life that I was given, but it was given nonetheless, and with it, I did my best.
This is what needs to be done to get us all rescued. I'll be fine, Claire. You gotta promise me something. While I'm gone, don't worry about me.
Okay. Be careful, Charlie.
I want to explain that I know what you're feeling. I watched my daughter, Alex, die in front of me. And it was my fault. I had a chance to save her. But I chose the island over her. All in the name of Jacob. I sacrificed everything for him.
And he didn't even care.
I stabbed him. I was
so angry,
confused. I was terrified that I was about to lose the only thing that had ever mattered to me. My power. But the thing that really mattered was already gone. Sorry that I killed Jacob. I am, and I do not expect you to forgive me, because I can never forgive myself.
And what do you want?
Just let me leave.
Where will you go?
To La.
Why?
Because he's the only one that'll have me.
No. No way. I'm not gonna let you die.
Really? I'm already dead.
You said you'd protect the island!
And that's what I'm doing.
You're committing suicide!
I'm not. This is the way it has to happen. This is what I'm supposed to do.
You're not supposed to die! The island needs you!
Really?
It needs you. What? It needs to be you, Hugo.
I can't. It's supposed to be you!
It was only supposed to be me so I could do this. But if someone has to take care of the island, if someone has to protect it, then it should be you. Really. I believe in you.
To you is real. All those people in the church, they're all real too.
They're all dead.
Everyone dies sometime, kiddo. Some of them before you, some long after you.
Why are they all here now?
Well, there is no now here.
Where are we, Dad?
This is a place that you all made together so that you could find one another. The most important part of your life was the time that you spent with these people. That's why all of you are here. Nobody does it alone, Jack. You needed all of them, and they needed you.
For what?
Remember, and to let go.